Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph, and we have in studio someone who's becoming a familiar face, but a face that we're more used to seeing at the American Family Children's Hospital. But you're in because there's an awesome event going on that I get to be a part of. We are welcomed by Peter, also known as Dr. Nickel, but I'm not allowed to call you that. Too formal. That's your mother, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give a big shout out to her.
Yes. Not only is he one of the finest surgeons on earth, I have to call him Peter, which makes me feel awkward, but I want to be a part of this awesome event that's going on in the Dells at Chula Vista. This is the Kids Health Vista.
Correct.
And what's this about, and what are we raising money for?
So first of all, I'm just glad I can make Jackson feel awkward.
Yeah, that's
my job. Yeah.
So Kids Health Vista is a not-for-profit we formed with a goal of funding initiatives that will improve kids' health in a measurable fashion within 1 to 3 years. And so we are raising money to fund initiatives, and one of the big things we're doing this year, we need a big project, right? Something that gets everybody's attention.
So we're going to be raising money for rural EMS. That's what the Kids Health Vista is all about that's coming up this weekend. And from what you've told me is that rural EMS agencies are drastically underfunded, and that's what really it's all about.
We're going to fund all these rigs so they got pediatric-specific equipment. So there's 100 of them, and it's going to cost us $80,000. And, you know, I think probably if you're the state legislature, that's a drop in the bucket. But for these guys, it's everything. And getting kids to places where they can be safely taken care of in a timely fashion is something people don't think about. And the fact that we've got rural EMS providers around the state who don't have the equipment they need is really a stain on this state.
I would just assume all that equipment was ready for my kids. If an accident or something scary happens, that equipment's just ready to go.
It's not.
Well, we had a meeting preparing for this, and you told a story about there was two people or two different situations where they had an accident in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
They called 911.
Right.
And no one showed up.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do when that happens? And you said 80% of our EMS is volunteer, and that's fantastic, but they're underfunded. So we got to come together. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
Yeah. If they're not in a major metropolitan area with a tax base, they have to self-fund. It's crazy.
So how can we help, Dr. Peter Nickel?
Well, so if you go to kidshealthvista.org, there is an online auction, silent auction.
It's going on right now.
Going on, I believe, right now.
All right.
We'll gladly take donations.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson's going to be one of our hosts for this gala event on Saturday night, and we'll be doing a live auction. And then we've got a great auctioneer, one of the top ones in the country, a guy named Randy Filer, and he's going to do a reverse auction where he's like, okay, here's what we're going to fund. Who wants to start? We're going to start the bidding at this amount, and you work your way down until everybody's paddle's gone up. So
we got the link up for you to make it easy. Just text Vista, V-I-S-T-A. Correct? Mm-hmm. Is that how we spell that? I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
I'm not a doctor of spelling over
Raise
here.
Raise your paddle right now. Do it for your kids, your healthy kids. We need this. Oh, my gosh. All the camping I do is something I just always assumed. Yes.
Right.
If I'm somewhere, and like you said, I have an accident, mm-hmm. my kid needs an ambulance right away, I just assumed all the equipment was ready to go, not knowing that that's not the case.
It's not the case.
Mm-hmm. So, well, thank you so
much. And
we're
going to fix that Saturday night.
Yes, we are. And I will see you Saturday. And thank you so much and for doing the great work that it is that you do.
Thanks, Steph. You guys are awesome. You're awesome.